لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صفيه وحبيبه بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وعظيمنا وقائدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وإن كل محدثة بدعة وإن كل بدعة ضلالة وإن كل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، My dear respected brothers, children, sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our meeting and guide us for knowledge based to Al-Quran al-Azim and Sunnah al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather us together with our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannat al-Firdaus and to be saved in this life. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect all the Muslim and save the Muslim in everywhere, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma ameen, ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Today, we speak about a very important topic. Muslim yesterday celebrated about the night of the middle of Sha'ban, call it in Urdu, Shabi Barat. We find some Muslim in the different masajid, they fighting each other. I receive a call, the people between somebody who said, yes, we love it, and somebody who denied. And we found all the time for Ahlul Sunnah wal Quran, Al Quran wal Sunnah, we found its obligation upon us to clear and give a bayan and evidence if this is true or not. This is our job. And I ask Allah Ta'ala to help me. I made a deep search and I give you all the words of the ulama. Our job to clear it for all people without taking side with anyone. Islam doesn't know because you are my friend, I'm going to favor you. And because I know you, a doctor, actually that's I'm going to go and give you something, you like it. Islam doesn't know that. قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قول الحق ولو كان مرا. Say the true even if this true will be better. You cannot even test it. Say the truth all the time without fearing anyone, without favoring anyone, without hide anything. So we need to clear this idea. It's not only in this topic I'm going to speak about in general meeting. What is that? As you know, Muslims celebrate about some occasions in Islam, such as the night of the middle of Sha'ban and fasting the following days, the day of the middle of Sha'ban. And also the Muslims celebrate and makes they come to the masjid in the first night of the Jum'ah of the month of Rajab. They gather also together and they made a special salah also between the Maghrib and Isha. We'll see how they prayed. And we know the Muslims also celebrate about the night of 27 of Rajab, claiming it is the night of Isra and Mi'raj. Where we are from this? Without fearing anybody, without elect one of the companion over the others, without electing one of the ulama, the scholar over the other one, and we have to say the truth. Assalamu alaikum. May Allah make you scholar. Let us see the Quran first. The best guidance is for what? The Quran. The best guidance all the time. Let we see what Allah tabarak wa ta'ala about 80 days before the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met his Lord, the ayah revealed it in Al-Hajj Al-Akbar. In the day of Al-Hajj, when Allah revealed it in the Quran in Surah Al-Ma'idah, And most of you, you know this ayah. Allah, he said in the Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. So Allah, he said clearly in this ayah, today, Allah, he said, the translation, today I have perfectly complete your religion. So they, any deen after Muhammad will be false. Anyone will be claiming a prophethood, they will be liar. And when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, today I have perfectly completed your deen, your religion, that means the deen has been completed totally. No chance for anyone, no matter what he is. The biggest of the biggest of the greatest scholar in the whole world, he has no authorization to add something to this deen, because Allah, in the time of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before he met his Lord, Allah perfectly completed the deen. And the sunnah also was completed, because the sunnah is a part of the deen. قُلْ وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولِ. You are commanded in Islam to obey Allah and to obey who? His messenger. Perfect. Excellent. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. And I have blessed all of you with my ni'mah. Allah, he said, what is the ni'mah is? The bounty of what? Islam, to choose you. Allah, every second in our life, we have to say, Alhamdulillah, who make me Muslim. I could be like the people in the street today. I could be. Subhanallah. I could be one of this ignorant. When Allah choose you and he made you a Muslim, this is the ni'mah from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You should thank Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala because he make you Muslim. Because there is no Muslim will remain in the hellfire eternally. No Muslim. Even if Allah he choose any Muslim and send him to the hellfire, it's only for a temporary time, then he will go to the Jannah. Anyone die with La ilaha illallah, the final destination will be where? Jannah. But the kafir and the hypocrites, they will remain in the hellfire eternally. Na'uzu billah al-Ali al-Azim from Jahannam, and anything will make it us to be closer to Jahannam, inshallah. We ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to save all of us. Ameen. We ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to save all the Muslim. Ameen. And the children of the Muslim, inshallah ta'ala. طيب. وَرَضِيْتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ. And I accept the Islam to be the only religion for you. Nothing else with Islam. No other religion with Islam. No other opinion beside the Islam. Allah and his messenger. That's why we call the Muslim Ahlul Quran wa Sunnah. The people of Quran and Sunnah. That's our policy. There is nothing in Islam call it I am Salafi. There is nothing in Islam to call it I am Hanafi. There is nothing called Islam to call it I am Maliki. But you what? You follow the school of Abu Hanifa. You follow the school of Shafi'i. You are demanded first to follow Al-Quran and Sunnah. And if you confuse what you should do, you don't understand, you could take any one of the school of the four imam. Nothing wrong with this. So Allah, he accepted the Islam to be your religion. All of us, we agree about this. Ask any Muslim, tell you, I know about that. Bye. Give us the second. Let's we go. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says also in the Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيله. And don't ever follow the different ways. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he took a stick and he drew in the sand. He said, this is the Sirat al-Mustaqim. And then he made branches. He made roads. All of these roads. He knows that his ummah will follow different roads. ده سلفي اجينست ده حنفي اند حنفي اجينست ده شافعي اند شافعي اجينست سو اند سو ده مسلم ومه والبي ديفايدد بط الحمد لله ده فور سكول اهل السنه وتوكل اباوت ذا اذر ترايبس نيم ات توداي قديانيه شاذله شاذليه هو ار يو يا اخي I was giving the class in Manhattan and one of the brother after I give opinions from the base to the Quran and Sunnah the brother he raised his hand and he told me what is the Ja'fariya said Subhanallah I told him what Allah he said what is the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said and he raised his hand he said what is Ja'fariya said Ja'fariya a certain group named self Ja'fariya related to Ja'far al-Sadiq One of the scholars in Islam from At-Tabi'een. His name is Ja'far al-Sadiq. The Shia, they took the sources from him. He's innocent from all these people. But they took him as evidence and he said, what is Ja'fariya said? Shazliya, Burhaniya, Ismailiya, Qadiyaniya, Michael Jackson, whatever, name it. Name it. Muslim are allowed today in the tribes. So Allah he warned all of us. He said, "Wala tattabi'u subul." Don't ever follow the roads, the different roads. Fatafarraqa bikum an sabilillah. Here is as-salat al-mustaqim. Subhanallah. The Muslim recite every day, "Ihdina as-salat al-mustaqim." One way. Allah is Sharia and the Sunnah of the Nabi. But the Muslim today, here is the Akhi Rasulullah sallam, take it here. But my Sheikh, he said, so who's your Sheikh? Yarhamuk Allah. Who is your Sheikh? Yarhamuk Allah. Who's your Imam? Yarhamuk Allah. I told you, Qala Rasulullah. The Prophet, he said, nothing else. Allah and His messengers. So don't ever follow the different ways because it will take you from the straight path which Allah drew it for you in this life. Hi. Allah said in Surah Ash-Shura also, أَمْ لَهُمْ شُرَكَاءُ شَرَعُوا لَهُمْ مِنَ الدِّينِ Allah he asked His messenger, tell them ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَمْ لَهُمْ شُرَكَاءُ شَرَعُوا لَهُمْ مِنَ الدِّينِ This is very dangerous ayah. This is very important ayah from Surah Ash-Shura. He said, Allah, he said, أَمْ لَهُمْ شُرَكَاءُ شُرَكَاءُ mean a plural of sharik. Do they have partners? Ask them there, Muhammad, صلى الله عليه وسلم. Do they have partners, شركاء, من دون الله, beside Allah, تبارك وتعالى? Ask them, is there any partners? Make decision with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Is there anybody could make something new in this deen beside Allah and His messenger? Nobody. ما لم يأذن به. Do they have partners beside Allah to create, to add, to establish without the permission from Allah, without authorization from Allah? Of course not. Zero. Nobody is allowed. When the two group of people they came to Hadrat Abdullah ibn Abbas, Turjuman al-Quran, Faqih, Alim, for this ummah, great scholar. He told him, he asked him about the questions in some of the Islamic matters. Then Ibn Abbas, he answered, he said, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The other people, they say, you know, but Abu Bakr, he said so. They said, what? You don't fear that Allah will send the fire upon all of you and He burn all of us because of your disobedience. I told you, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, and you told me Abu Bakr. Who's Abu Bakr beside the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم? Who's Umar? Who's Ali? All of them. The more of us, the believer, the companion, everybody should submit for Allah and His Messenger. That is the true religion. That is the fact of the Muslim. That is the Quran. Let us see about Psalms something very important all of us, we need to agree about it tonight. نحن نمارس الدين بالعبادة لنتقرب إلى الله. What does that mean? We are practicing this deen of salah, fasting, zakah, hajj, nawafil, create sunnah, whatever is, all of this to be closer to who? Jamil. Very nice. Based to what? When you pray, based to what? Based to the book of what? The sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is nobody has right to do anything else as he wants or according to his opinion. According to his opinion. I told you and I'm going to repeat it for the new member. When my father came here, father is a normal person, never went to school, only elementary school, that's his top of education. Old, may Allah reward him, he worked very hard to support us financially. He was a handy man. He came here, and I saw, I was, can't say, he was praying in a house, and I saw him while he was praying. And after he finished, before he making salam, your two hands in your two sides. He raised his hand and basically, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I left him. I told him, Father, can I ask a question? Why you do that? Why you raise your hand? He said, listen, I am the one who teach you how you pray. I told him, may Allah reward you. But you did something wrong. I don't know anybody. Islam doesn't know to favor anybody, even your father. Not because he's your father, not because your mother, you're going to favor them and you go. Because the problem for the Muslim Ummah today, I found my father, my grandfather, my grandmother, they did the same. One of the brothers, when I discussed it with him, he told me, yesterday night, you told me you don't know a sheikh. I said, what happened? He said, all the Indian, the Pakistani, the Bangladesh, millions of people all over the world, they're going to make the whole night today in the masjid. You want to tell me you are against all these people, you are more right, more than all these people. Told them this is not the right or wrong, ya akhi. I don't care if the whole ummah does. But if I know where is the right way, I must follow. I don't follow anybody blindly without what? Nas. Nas mean from the book. And from where? The sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's your nas. That's your sharia. That's your command. So I told him, whatever this is, what did he do? I know my father, Mecca and Medina, open Islamically. So I have no city. Because if you do like this, let's say, you're going to open another place for Islam. I don't know this language. He's been there and he got mad from me. How come I dispute with him? His honor, he's all the man. He knows, I told him, with full respect for you. But you did something wrong. I have to correct you. Because what? I received by the bounty of Allah this ilm and I have to correct you. Look at Ibrahim. Ibrahim Surah Maryam alayhi salam, when he debate with his father, Azar, that's a nickname, not the original name. قال يا أبتي إني قد جاءني من العلم ما لم يأتك فاتبعني أهدك صراطا سويا. Oh my father, I have received from the ilm, from the knowledge, which you never received. Look at the word. His father is a king. He's powerful. But he said, I have received a knowledge which you never received, which you never gonna receive it. ما لم يتك فاتبعني. Follow me. أهدك صراطا سويا. I will put you in the right way. I will put you in a straight path. No negotiation. Not because your father, not be so and so. Subhanallah, stop in Kunu Island. Last year, buy a cup of coffee the night of Eid. Found a brother and he put a badge. Beautiful. Assalamu alaikum, brother Muhammad. Alaikum assalam, alhamdulillah. Can I have a cup of coffee? Can Kurdish Eid Mubarak, ya akhi? He told me, no. I said, what no, ya akhi? What's going on? He said, the Eid is not tomorrow. I said, subhanallah, it's crazy, brother. Who told you? He told me my mother. My mother, she told me, if you celebrate the Eid tomorrow, I will curse you and you never enter the Jannah. I told him, about your mother, what education your mother? He said, my mother, she never went to school. MashaAllah, became alim. He became authorized power for the ummah. SubhanAllah, ya akhi, it's not working. You ask me, ya sheikh, you consider Eid tomorrow, give me dalil. Give me evidence. Why you do that? Don't leave me. Maybe I'm wrong. Ask me. Where is the evidence? Where is the dalil? That is the people who need to struggle for this knowledge. So we need to reach some point today together about our sources, Al-Quran wa Sunnah. That's it. Nothing else, nothing beside this. Shari'at al-Muslim, Al-Quran wa Sunnah. Because Allah, He told you also, you must. The brother asked me, ya Sheikh, can I ask you in the masjid? I said, what's going on? Are you from Ahlul Hadith? Yeah. I said, yes, ya akhi. He told me, okay, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'm a cockroaches. Leave him alone. Because he said, he's from Ahlul Hadith. Subhanallah. So what is the sunnah is, ya akhi, arhamukallah? What is the sunnah meaning? What is the sunnah meaning? Sunnah meaning, certain group of the scholars, it's mean the Sahaba, they saw, like they have a camera, they tape it to us, the word of the Prophet ﷺ, and also his what? His action. The word and action. That is called the Sunnah. Meaning when Hadrat Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, he said a hadith so and so, Hadrat Umar, the first hadith in all book, إنما الأعمال بالنيات. The Prophet, he doesn't know how he read. He doesn't know how he write. So who transferred this from him? And who exactly recommended them? He said, follow سنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدي. My sunnah and the sunnah of four khalifa and the companions after me. That is the base, because he's the one he recommended me to do that. Don't tell me your mother, then tell me your father, your grandfather. Subhanallah, it's not working. So the Muslim problem last night, he gather, create some salah. I'm gonna tell you what's the salah, and what I do, I'm gonna tell you what is the ulama said, and my opinion for every word I'm gonna say is equal to what? Equal my opinion, equal what, ya Sheikh Rida? As I said before, zero. Jazakallah khair. I'm just gonna translate to you everything what is the ulama said about this matter. So I have to free ourselves in front of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, because I owe you knowledge. Don't tell me Sheikh Mustafa, because every time when I bring something, don't listen to him. He's Shafi'i. Don't listen to him. He's Wahhabi. In order to let the people escape from you, they have to bring something. People doesn't accept it. Because when everybody, according to tradition, Wahhabi, everybody escape from you, I'm not going to take it from him. Ya akhi, I told you, qala Allah, qala Rasulullah. I'm not going to tell you what Saudi Arabia said. I'm not going to tell you what is Egypt said. I'm not going to tell you what Pakistan said. I'm telling you what Allah said, and what is the Prophet's what? Said sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's our policy. If you need to save yourself in front of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Now, yesterday, find the people stay the whole night, making 100 rak'ah. They are divided. One of them said 100 rak'ah, and one of them said you have to pray 40 rak'ah groups. Some of them said you have to make it 12. You have. Like you have to do it. And more problem, when I found a Muslim yesterday, one of the big imam in the masjid told the people, today you have a hot night, you're gonna pray 100 rak'ah, with every single rak'ah to recite Fatiha, and every single rak'ah to recite Qul Wallahu Ahad 10 times. Could you imagine? 100 rak'ah. Wallahi Rasulullah, he never did it. Wallahi al-azim Rasulullah, or any one of the companion, and they are the most closer to Allah, they are chosen from the Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and his messenger, none one of them pray this salah, all this long salah. But you say, could you imagine, I stay a sheikh, recite Fatiha الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين اياك نعبد واياك نستعين صراط المستقيم صراط الذين انعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين امين. ان افري ركعه افري ركعه اوف ذا 100 بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل الله احد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد. قل الله احد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد. قل الله احد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد. قل الله احد. قل يا فيرست اوف اول يو نوت غانا ريسايت ذا قران ان ا بروبر واي بس يو هاف تو فينيش ات. اي هاف تو سي ات ان ماي شيخ My Imam, he told me, you have to recite 10 times for every rak'ah. So the recitation will be what? I ask you by the name of Allah, I need you to live with me. I am here. I will confuse Wallahi if I repeat the Qul Wallahi Ahad 10 times. Wallahi, I will confuse. I will confuse how I recite it. Or I have to eat it. Because it's difficult. 10 times Qul Wallahi Ahad in every rak'ah. 10 Qul Wallahi Ahad time 100 rak'ah. How much I have to say it? Could you imagine I recite in this night 1,000 times قل والله أحد. Who told you? والله العظيم you are a دجال and your sheikh are دجال. والله العظيم never happened like this. سبحان الله يا أخي. From where? What kind of salah this? And you ask me, some amongst us are old, amongst us are young, amongst us are sick. And you ask the Muslim community, the Imam, he told them, you're going to lose a lot. You must recite قُلُوا اللَّهُ أَحَدْ 10 times in every rak'ah. I'm going to give you the dalil, inshaAllah ta'ala, for everything. So the masajid fall off by people because they believe he will be saved in this night. So they don't concentrate to say that to the people for the month of Ramadan or Laylatul Qadr, but in the middle of Sha'ban. Let me go with you and discuss this with you, inshallah ta'ala, together.
Somebody's celebrating tonight too.
Yeah, yesterday I was in the masjid.
Inshallah, next year somebody gonna celebrate 3 days. Inshallah. So they create salah. They created certain salah is not from the sunnah. The creating recitation, it is not from the sunnah. The created zikr is not from the sunnah. But what happened? Where do you get it? Allah, I found my father and my grandmother and my imam back home. Who are you? You want to change me? No, don't listen to him. So subhanAllah, it's not working like this. Let we see some ahadith of the Prophet and to reach this fact and truth. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in al-Bukhari wa Muslim, the most trusted book after the book of Allah. Some people today, they want to take the people from al-Bukhari and they make doubt about al-Bukhari in order to let the people leave al-Bukhari, don't ever read. So what I have to read, ya akhi? He said, we have a better book called Fadail al-A'mal. فضائل الأعمال. What's فضائل الأعمال يا أخي? Do you know what's that book? Said, it is a great book. All the ulama in Egypt and so on, so on everywhere, they follow this book. طيب. فضائل الأعمال. What we have in, we read it. We have to see what's about. Disaster. Build it in all fabrication and build it in all موضوع. ضعيف. Weak. That's what they take and they build another deen in order to take the people from the authentics and they take them to another book. Muslim B-book scholar made a big complaint about it. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد. That's beautiful hadith. All the ulama speak about this hadith. من أحدث أحدث who's ever bring something newly to this deen, that is the meaning. من أحدث في أمرنا anything from our affairs, from our matters, from our sharia, from the sunnah, beside the Quran and sunnah. من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه, who's ever add or bring something newly from, not from our deen, not from our affairs, not from our matters, فهو رد. It will be rejected. You cannot take it. because this is will lead the Muslim Ummah to the destruction, which you call it bid'ah, and we go into explain it later. Sahih Muslim. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Jabir radiallahu anhu ardaah. Hadrat Jabir, one of the great scholars in Islam, companions, he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to say in every single Jum'ah, in the khutbah al-Jum'ah, what did he say? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. The best of the speech, the best of the word is who? كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. وَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الْهَدْجِ. And the best of the guidance is what? فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الْهَدْي هَدْيُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And he said like this, because the Prophet is raised to say also, and the best guidance, وَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الْهَدْي هِدَايَ هَدْي. The best of the guidance is the what? The guidance of who? Muhammad. And he said صلى الله عليه وسلم, because Allah said ayah in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. It's command, صلى على رسول الله. طيب, the continue of the hadith, Jabir said, قال وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها. The most of the evil work, the most of the evil matters is محدثاتها, all the newly things which come to this deen. So we have this clear. Every imam, you heard him in Salat al-Jum'ah, he said that, إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا, من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. All this actually, you got it. أما بعد, فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. هدي محمد, he did not mention هدي أبو حنيفة, هدي مالك, هدي الشافعي, هدي الشيخ مصطفى, nothing. وإن خير الهدي هدي هو هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. The best of the guidance, the best of the word is محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها, the most evil work, the newly things which come to this deen. وَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ. Every single newly things is what? بِدْعَةٍ. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every single ضَلَالَة, every single bid'ah will be where? Astray. And وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And every misguidance will be where? In hellfire. So some people say, يا أخي, it's bid'ah حسنة. It's a good bid'ah. يا أخي سبحان الله. يا أخي والله, we get tired with you. رحمك الله. There is nothing in Islam called bid'ah حسنة. Look the word of the hadith and try to understand your deen. ألا verily, إن كل بدعه ضلالة. Every verily, every بدعه ضلالة. ضلالة, it's mean misguidance. There's nothing in Islam called bid'ah حسنة. There's nothing called it. The Prophet say every single bid'ah is dalala. وكل ضلالة في النار. And every dalala will be in a hellfire. So it is, sir, somebody said bid'ah حسنة. لا يا أخي. I said, we have another evidence. طيب, what's your evidence? Bring it, يا أخي. I said, you know, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من سن سنة حسنة في الإسلام فله أجرها وأجر من عمل بها. Whoever bring something good, حسنة, سنة حسنة في الإسلام, he has a reward, and the reward for every single one who take it from him. We agree about that, right? طيب. ومن سن سنة سيئة في الإسلام فله وزرها ووزر من عمل بها. And every sunnah sayyi'ah, here sunnah is sunnah, but this is sunnah, you don't understand what a sunnah is. Sunnah meaning, if it is good, it's come from his messenger. If it is bad, it is not sunnah. It is action, it is add, is addition, is the words. Subhanallah. And he said, this is sunnah hasana. What's wrong, ya akhi? if we're sitting in a masjid and we mention Allah, but we mention Allah with something new. So what? How you mention Allah? How you make zikr? Allah, Allah. In Egypt, I'm going to talk about myself with full respect with all of you. In Egypt, zikr and the green turban, and watch out from the green turban and the tarbush. You know what tarbush is? Tarbush has like staring. It's like turkey, dobi, whatever it is, and sit down, because when they shake, everything will be shake. So subhanallah, you concentrate, you're gonna get dizzy. Subhanallah. But what happened is, subhanallah, ya akhi, and the zikr, this is zikr, they were going for this zikr. Ya akhi, who told you to do that? Is Abu Bakr subhanallah radiallahu anhu, he used to do that? No. Tayyip. Umar, he used to do that? No. Tayyip. Usman, he do? The answer, you know. They are the one, the answer, you know. But what is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did you read in the sunnah that he was in the middle of the sahaba and Abu Bakr said, Allah, Allah, Allah. Never, ya akhi. So where you bring this? He said, we said Allah, Allah, Allah. This we mention Allah. Tayyip, you cannot say that like this. He said, Allah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Allah is not going to accept it. You have to dance with it. Because they saw the Christian dancing in the church. Now they have put the drum too. The Sufis, they put the drum too. The drum, go Canal Street and you see what's happened there. Disaster. Wallahi al-azim, mil and female together. And when the guy with the big beard like this, white old man, the woman when she dance and she feel dizzy, because she doesn't feel dizzy because of shukhshua. She feel dizzy because she jump a lot like an evil. So what happened is, the sheikh, he hold her and he hug her. Okay, your sister, increase. Increase your sister. Naam, increase. Do some more, yes. Be dizzy more and more to hold you. Subhanallah, ya akhi. Dajjal, shaitan. And the people go and spend the night yesterday. When I heard, it's hurt me. Some of the African community, more than 3,000 people were yesterday in some place in Bronx. 3,000 people stay with this Dajjal. Because the head of the tribe are in the middle, guide them. This is a zikr. If you don't do that, Allah is not going to accept it. You have to have energy. Allah, Allah, Allah. Subhanallah, ya akhi. It's not working. It's not working. I'm not going to mention Pakistan, ya akhi. Because inshallah ta'ala, it's like, it was full respect for all the brothers. Barakallah feek. Naam. Tayyip. Let we review with you about all this ahadith. Fil Bukhari, hadith al-Barra ibn Azib. One of the great companions, his name is al-Barra ibn Azib. Radiallahu anhu arda. The companion of the Prophet ﷺ. He said, that's work, explain it, Ibn Hajar. You know, Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani has a big great book to explain the Bukhari Sharif. To explain al-Bukhari Sharif. Ibn Hajar, he mentioned that in his book. Fath al-Bari, jazakallah khair. Fath al-Bari, that's Hadith al-Bukhari, the most authentic book. The whole ulama agreed upon. We don't need some strange or cockroaches to come and to say that we don't believe al-Bukhari. We don't pay attention for this individual. Because al-Bukhari, the whole ummah scholars agreed upon the most trusted book after the book of Allah. So Ibn Hajar, rahimahullah, I'm going to read his stuff here with me. He said, إذا كان المسلمون في مكة يستقبلون القبلة باتجاه بيت المقدس. The Muslim in Mecca, they used to walk, to pray toward the where? بيت المقدس. That is the first before in all Mecca. In all the 13 years in Mecca, the Muslim used to face بيت المقدس. Until the Yahud and the Christian, they said, oh, look at the Muslim also when they pray, pray according to us, because our destination, our Qibla, in Bayt al-Maqdis. Right. When 16 months after the Prophet ﷺ immigrated to Medina, while the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was praying toward to Bayt al-Maqdis, because for 16 months in Medina also, the Muslim, they used to face Bayt al-Maqdis, not to the Kaaba al-Musharrafa in Mecca. Allah, he sent the ayat. The Prophet, while he was praying, his eyes used to look to the heaven, and he feel very bad because of the what? The complaint all the time come from the Yahud and the Christian. Why, if you are a true religion, why you go and you pray toward to Bayt al-Maqdis like us? Allah, he sent the ayat from Surah Al-Baqarah. بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قد نرى تقلب وجهك في السماء فلنولينك قبلة ترضاها. We saw ya Muhammad, when you raise your sight to the heaven and you feeling bad, تقلب, you feeling the sadness in your face ya Muhammad. وجهك, قد نرى تقلب وجهك في السماء. We saw it. Allah تبارك وتعالى is able to see anything. فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا. We will guide you, we will turn your face to a qibla to satisfy with it, to be happy with it. فَوَلِّي وَجْهَكَ, turn your face شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ, and turn your face toward the what? المسجد الحرام. That's why whoever make the hajj, you're gonna find a masjid there at the board of the Medina. Call it what?
Qiblatani.
Masjidu dhul qiblatani. You have two qibla. First qibla, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for example, it was like this. When you enter the masjid, it was like this. The Prophet, he was in his salah. Allahu a'lam. Could call salat al-zuhr or asr. But it doesn't matter for us which salah. He was facing the qibla for Bayt al-Maqdis. The ayah revealed it to the Prophet ﷺ. So what the Prophet ﷺ did? He turned his face. فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ, turn your face ya Muhammad toward al-Masjid al-Haram. And all the Sahaba turned himself based to the turn of the face of the Prophet ﷺ. So he was happy, the Prophet ﷺ, he was very happy when this ayat revealed it from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ibn Hajar, he said, rahimahullah, to explain the Bukhari Sharif, he said the people in Mecca, they used to face toward to Bayt al-Maqdis or Shalim, they, what they call it by English, Al-Quds. May Allah free it from the Zionists, inshallah, and make all of us pray inshallah ta'ala very soon in Aqsa Masjid very soon, inshallah. Number two, 16 months after the Hijrah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to pray toward to Bayt al-Maqdis, to the east, until Allah commanded him to turn his face to where? To Al-Bayt al-Haram in Mecca. طيب. People, they consider this it was in the middle of Sha'ban. I'm going to tell you the reason why the people celebrate about the middle of Sha'ban. So some of the people, even some scholar, they thought it was in the middle of Sha'ban. That's why one of the reason to celebrate the night of the middle Sha'ban, because Allah, they believed Allah, he turned the Qibla from the east to where? To Al-Bayt al-Haram in the middle of Sha'ban. That's why they celebrate in this night. But in a matter of fact, Ibn Hajar rahimahullah, one of the great scholar in Tafsir Imam al-Bukhari, he said he wasn't in the middle of Sha'ban, he was in the middle of Rajab. And the most of the Muslim scholar agreed upon it was in the middle of Rajab. But the people, they thought, according to some opinion of some scholar, they thought it was in the middle of Sha'ban, and it's not true. Number two, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, he mentioned one hadith from Al-Hibb ibn Al-Hibb, the beloved, the son of beloved. Anybody knows who is this? His name is Al-Hibbu, come from Hub. It's mean the beloved. Al-Hibbu ibn Al-Hibb. It is a famous Sahabi. Remember this name. Usama ibn Zayd. You know Zayd ibn Haritha. The Prophet ﷺ, he used to call him Al-Hibbu. It means the beloved. And when he has Usama, he took the same title like his father. So the people, the companion, they used to call Hadrat Usama Al-Hibbu. It means the beloved. The son of beloved, Usama ibn Zayd. That's, he's the one he narrates this hadith. He said, سألت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. I asked the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. Who's asked? Usama ibn Zayd. كان يصوم أكثر الأيام في شعبان. He used to fast a lot in the month of شعبان. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to, when Usama found out that the Prophet, he most month he fasts after the month of Ramadan is a month of what? Sha'ban. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast a lot in the month of Sha'ban. So Usama, he did not leave it. He asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, qala ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, araka tasumu kathiran fi Sha'ban. I found you that you fasting a lot in Sha'ban, ya Rasulullah. Right? And we know that Allah command us to fast the month of Ramadan, the whole month of Ramadan. Then the Prophet ﷺ answer, and he give him two reasons why he fast a lot in the month of Sha'ban. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ذلك شهر يغفل الناس عنه. That is a kind, that is a month people sleep about it or doesn't know about it a lot. فيه ترفع أعمال العباد إلى الله. That is the month Allah, he chooses to collect all the deeds for all mankind to be raised to close the year. The month of what? Open, because this is, you need it. You need its own information. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from this authentic hadith, he said, ذلك منث يغفل الناس عنه. That is a month that be a lot of people, they sleep, they don't know a lot about it. They have no idea about it, about the greatness of this month. فيه ترفع الأعمال أعمال العباد إلى الله. In it, all the collection of the deeds, good and bad, will be raised to Allah in this month. So your closing month for all your deeds for the collection of the year is a month of what? What is the evidence? Look what the Prophet said. Look what the Prophet said. وَإِنِّي أُحِبُّ أَنْ يُتَقَبَّلَ عَمَلِي وَأَنَا صَائِمٌ. And I love my deed to be accepted while I'm what? Fasting. While I'm what? Fasting. Therefore, when you are fasting, and Allah tabaraka ta'ala, for sure, He will accept all your deeds. So the Prophet, in the month of Sha'ban, he fast a lot in order that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept all his deeds while he was fasting. Because if Allah, all the deeds will be raised to Allah while you are fasting, these deeds will be accepted or not accepted. Will be accepted. طيب. Look at the rest of the hadith. From this hadith, Ibn Hajar rahimahullah, he said, a lot of people, they don't know the value of Sha'ban. The Prophet, he used to fast a lot. And then after that, the Prophet, he gave the reason for that. What is the reason? He said, people concentrate on focus in Rajab. Because Rajab is considered one of the four sacred months, remember. It's Shahrul Haram. One of Ash-Shahrul Haram, the sacred month, is a month of what? Rajab. Taib. Number two, and the people concentrate in the month of Ramadan. Because month of Ramadan, Shahrul Quran, Shahrul Siyam, fasting, Fihi Laylatul Qadr. So the people concentrate and they work hard in which month? In Ramadan. And Ash-Shahrul Rajab,
Allah forbid fighting in Rajab, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, any good deeds you perform it in Rajab, Allah multiply it to you, because this is the Shahrul Haram. And any bad and evil deeds you committed in Rajab, also the sins will be multiplied. That is the meaning of Shahrul Haram. To reach this fact, I need also to examine two hadiths with you also to show you where is the fact for Sha'ban. To reach the truth. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تقدموا رمضان بيوم أو بيومين. Listen for this carefully. Don't make Ramadan faster or start a day or two days before the month starts. I'm going to tell you what is the meaning of the hadith. The Prophet said لا تقدموا, don't go and they make Ramadan a day or 2 days before the month starts. Meaning that you end the Sha'ban with fasting. Because people, a lot of people, those who are able, they fasted the whole month of Sha'ban. So they connect Sha'ban with Ramadan. We're going to reach some fact here for those who doesn't understand. So the first hadith, the Prophet said, لا تقدموا. تقدموا means don't proceed or don't start your month of Ramadan a day or 2 days. That mean he knows Ramadan doesn't start, but the people, meaning the people, fast a 2 days or 1 day before Ramadan. Say don't do that. Second hadith, إذا انتصف شعبان فلا تصوموا. There is another hadith from the Prophet ﷺ. If the Sha'ban became in the middle, don't fast. If you reach Sha'ban, a middle of Sha'ban, don't fast. What is this hadith meaning? Meaning I cannot fast after Ramadan, after the middle of Sha'ban? Meaning I cannot fast up to the first day of Ramadan? No, the ulama give you conclusion of that. They discussed that. Meaning of that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala need you to welcome Ramadan powerful or weak, energy or not energy. So it's preferred, the ulama give explanation for, to combine these two hadiths. Don't start Ramadan early, 2 days or 1 day, meaning don't fast the end of Sha'ban, in order to prepare you and give you energy to prepare yourself for the whole month. Don't connect Sha'ban with Ramadan, because you may find yourself fast as the whole Sha'ban and start Ramadan, maybe this is going to affect you. Number two, the Prophet will say don't fast after Sha'ban, because he need you to welcome, because a lot of people concentrate in Nafila and something happened to them in Fariida in Ramadan. So they prefer Nafila for Sha'ban, prefer it over what? The Fariida. So which one have priority? The Fariida. So you prepare yourself to be in Fariida, to make it complete and perfect. Because if you concentrate in Fariida, but the ulama said, if anybody is able and usually, or he trained in his life to fast the Sha'ban, and he need to complete the Sha'ban, go ahead. But don't do that. It's not desirable to do that, because you need to stop a couple of days before you start the month of Ramadan and don't connect the 2 months together, one after one. And if you are able to fast after Sha'ban, there's nothing wrong. The hadith here, it is desirable, mandub, desirable not to start 2 days or 1 day before Sha'ban, or not to start after the middle of Sha'ban, in order to prepare you to start the what? The Fariida. So if you concentrate in Nafila more than the Fariida, that's what happened in Ramadan. We found the people finished the Taraweeh. I came here to this masjid, and this masjid were establishing, and when you call it, was called Masjid al-Badr. He used to make 20 rak'ah, and then after that 3 rak'ah for what? To make it how many? 23. After they finish the 23, I find that people start again. Allahu Akbar. Ya akhi, Allah rahmah, go and take a rest. You pray 23 rak'ah, what did you pray now? Tell me, what can I pray this, ya akhi? You pray 20 rak'ah tawaraweeh. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he never make it more than 11 in all his life. It only came in the time of Umar when he saw the people stay in i'tikaf in the masjid. And you remember, in the masjid is a great reward, subhanallah. But after the 20 rak'ah, they start, I don't know what kind of salah they do. Go and take a rest. You're fasting the whole day. You pray 20 rak'ah, 23. We don't deny the 23 rak'ah. If you are able to do it, inshallah ta'ala, we don't deny that. But I'm just to tell you the truth. The Prophet ﷺ, according to Hadith al-Bukhari wa Muslim an Aisha, the Prophet ﷺ, ma kana Rasulullah ﷺ yusalli fi Ramadan aw ghayr Ramadan aktharu min 11 rak'ah. The Prophet ﷺ in Ramadan or any month else after Ramadan, he never pray more than 11 rak'ah. That is the sunnah of Nabi ﷺ. But if you want to pray to reach that, this number, there's nothing wrong with this, alhamdulillah. But don't make it like obligation. It is nafila under the category of what? Nafila. Now, come to the next step, which is very important su'al, a question. In Tirmizi, the book of Tirmizi, he mentioned this hadith on Aisha. And I show you that not all the book of Sunnah carry authentic hadith. In Tirmizi, you're gonna have like a weak hadith. In Ibn Hibban, you're gonna find a weak hadith. In Abu Dawood, you're gonna find a weak hadith. Alright? So you may find on all this book in An-Nasa'i, Al-Imam An-Nasa'i, you may find weak hadith. This is will tell you why. Let me speak about the Tirmizi. الإمام الترمذي رحمه الله in one of his book, he said عن عائشة رضي الله عنها وارضاه, she looked for the Prophet in the night time, she put her hand in the bed, she did not find رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. She was worried about him because she was jealous too much about رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. She checked like you're a wife, she checked you are Sheikh Haider, you are next to her in the night time, she did not find you. Right away, you know the woman. Then I work where he is. Maybe he find another one. So and so. So what happened is, Aisha radiallahu anha wa arda, she escaped in the middle of the night to look where is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the street. She looked at him. She said, Aisha radiallahu anha wa arda, she found him in Al-Baqi'ah. In Al-Baqi'ah. You know where is Al-Baqi'ah is? In the back of the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ, which will have all, most of the companions are buried there, include Fatima radiallahu anha arda. She said, I came to Rasulullah ﷺ, Aisha, she read. She said, Ya Rasulullah, she said, I was worried about you. Then she said, Rasulullah ﷺ, he told her, Ya Aisha, نزول الرب إلى السماء الدنيا. The Lord, he will come down by his ilm to the lower heaven. You know there is a hadith, Allah in the third part of the night, he comes down, not but by his holy brother, by his ilm. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the earth for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, it doesn't equal like a piece of sand for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So how come he gonna come to the earth? By his ilm, by his knowledge. To ask, is there anybody ask me? Is there anybody for seeking my forgiveness? Is there anybody has need? So I give it to him. This is the best part of the night, the third part of the night. That's why we call it tahajjud in this part, because this is accepted from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It's in the third part, you could say, from, because early now, the fajr early, you could say from 1 o'clock now up to 20 minutes or 15 minutes before fajr. That is the night. In the winter time, the night will be longer. It could be actually start from 2 in the night up to the fajr time, about 5:30. So she said that the Prophet Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that Allah himself, he come low, he come by his ilm, his knowledge, to the lower dunya. وإنه يغفر لأكثر من عدة شعر غنم بني كلب. And Allah, he will forgive in this night in this night for the most of the Muslim, and he described like the sheep of Bani Kalib. Bani Kalib, that is the tribe of Quraysh. A lot of people. And mean Allah, he forgive a lot for a lot of people in this night. And he was speaking about as-salah in this night itself, specific action if the people pray in the night. Taib. From the search, the ulama of the hadith, they said, first of all, this hadith is da'if, weak, because they said it is a proof, it was a middle of Sha'ban, that's why the Prophet ﷺ, he said Allah himself, the Rabb, the Lord, comes down and he forgive to the most people in the earth. Alright, so this is hadith is da'if. Why is weak this hadith? Because those who narrated this hadith are unknown. So what is the meaning of al-hadith al-da'if, the weak hadith? If this hadith will be narrated by who? Unknown people. The scholar of Islam from at-tabi'een, they don't know who this people, or this people known, they are a liar. I'm going to tell you who's among these people. So Ahl al-Ilm, after this conclusion, you cannot build it, because those people who celebrate the night, they took this hadith that the Prophet, he told Aisha, Allah himself will come in this night and forgive to the most people in the earth. This hadith is a hadith weak, because those who narrate this hadith are what? Unknown, not known for the Muslim scholars. You need to know who narrate the hadith. Naam. So the ulama said, there is no evidence. Conclusion of the ulama. No evidence. The majority of the Muslim ummah. No evidence. It was done by Rasulullah SAW. No salah in the night. No 100 rak'ah. Or even 40 rak'ah. Or even 12 rak'ah. Or even 10 rak'ah. No specific salah has been established in jama'ah in the masjid. Nothing. No evidence from Rasulullah SAW and the Sahaba, or any word came recommended from the four Imam, that to fast the next day, which is the day of 15 of Sha'ban. This is not are all accepted between the ulama. قول العلماء. To end with this, let me review with you the word of the ulama, the most famous scholar of the Muslim ummah today, and they are very, very, very famous scholar. The first group of ulama is said al-wajib, it's obligation. رَدُّ مَا تُنُوَزَعَ فِيهِ مِنْ الْمَسَائِلِ. To reject anything which has dispute between the people, such as if the two Muslims are disputing each other, I am right, you are wrong, I am the most authentic, you have no base. The best way actually to go and consult who? Allah and His Messenger. قال تعالى, Allah said in the Quran, فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. And if you dispute about anything matter in Islam, and turn it to who? Allah and His who? And His Messenger. The best judgment. Allah and His Messenger. طيب. That is the base in Islam. For anything in Islam, if you and me, brother, we have mas'ala, something amongst us, between me and you, and we dispute, I and you insist about your word, and I insist about my word. So the best way to take it to who? Allah and the what? And His Messenger. You're going to tell me, I'm not a alim. I don't know. I'm not a scholar to know to say which right and which wrong. But you have right to ask. Ask the authorized ulama. Come to the authorized ulama and ask them. And don't ever stray in the misguidance. Other way, Allah will charge you. Now, anything I will find it in the book of Allah and sunnah in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it will be the opposite, will be rejected. You cannot take it. You cannot take it. As I told you in my class in inheritance, if you remember, when the people came to Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu arda, he said, a man, we need to ask you, a man, he passed away and he left mother and he left two daughter and he left his sister. How much should we give for each one? I need you to concentrate with this story very well. He came to Hadrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. And who is Abu Musa al-Ash'ari? Abu Musa al-Ash'ari is the Qadi, Hafiz al-Quran, knows the tafsir of the Prophet sallallahu. He knows the hadith. He knows the explanation of the hadith. He knows the fiqh. He's a great alim. So the people ran to Abu Musa al-Ash'ari and told him, ya Abu Musa, somebody passed away and he left a father. The father passed away and he left his wife and two daughter and he left one sister. How much you give them? I don't know if he was with us or not. So Hadrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari said, give the mother 1/8. Alhamdulillah, this is the Quran. فَإِنْ كَانَ لَهُ أُمْ فَلَهَا الثُّمُنْ. If he has a mother, or his wife, she gonna take 1/6, astaghfirullah, 1/6, give his wife 1/6, طيب الحمد لله جزاك الله خير, and give the two daughter 2/3. Allah said in Surah An-Nisa, we explained that before, فَإِنْ كُنَّ نِسَاءً فَوْقَ اثْنَتَيْنِ فَلَهُنَّ ثُلُثَ مَا تَرَكْ. And if they were women more than two, they will have from the inheritance 2/3. And he did not give his sister of the father, he did not give her anything. He said, who is supposed to take it? He said, give it to his wife. After she take her 1/6, give it to his wife. وَاسْأَلُوا ابن مسعود. Look what he said. That's the most important I needed here. Go ask ابن مسعود. حضرت عبد الله ابن مسعود. They ran to ابن مسعود. Yeah, Abu Musa. We ask Abu Musa al-Ash'ari about this topic and we need to ask you. He said to give the wife 1/6 and the two daughter 2/3 and nothing for his sister. Look what Hadrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. They don't know each other. They are companions. They are friends. But they don't know each other. When fatwa come, he say the fatwa even if it's gonna be over his neck. He say, كان ما كنت أوافقه على ضلالة. I cannot agree with him with his ضلالة. You know what ضلالة is? He is misguided. Allah. Ibn Mas'ud said that. He said, what do we have to do? He said, you give the wife 1/6 and you give the two daughter 2/3 and the rest will go automatically to his sister. So Abu Musa al-Ash'ari made two mistakes here. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, he make a mistake here. When he prevented the sister to get anything, because the father, he left a female. If he left one even single male, the sister, she gonna take nothing. His brother gonna take nothing. But because he left daughters, and right now, if we have any rest, should go for what? For his direct brother and sisters. And because he has no brothers, has sister, the sister, she will take the rest. After they said, he said, go and tell Ibn Abu Musa what I said. They ran to Abu Musa. Ya Abu Musa, you said something wrong. Ibn Mas'ud, he said something different. Look what Ibn did he say, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari? Who is him? I am better than him. الله ابن عبد مسعود I am قاضي.
Look what أبو موسى said. ما كان أبو موسى الأشعري يفتي وبينكم هذا الحبر.
There is no any chance, there is no any power for Abu Musa al-Ash'ari to give fatwa, and amongst you there is a habr. Habr mean rabbi, scholar for the ummah, Hadrat ibn Mas'ud. Listen to what he said and don't take my words. He's my scholar.
That is a Muslim all the time.
But you go tell the people, Rasulullah, Abdullah ibn Umar, Hadrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Hadrat Abdullah.
Imam Malik, he said, Yahi, who's Imam Malik, yarhamuk Allah?
I'm telling you about Sahaba, those who transferred direct from the Prophet ﷺ. I told you, Rasulullah, don't tell me Malik. Stay, I get tired. People are standing until today. If you go and you check some community, especially African community, they pray at their two hands in the two sides. Every Salah, from A to Z, the two hands like this. In the salah. Ya akhi, who told you to do that? Said Imam Malik. I said, Wallahi, you are a liar. Because I know what Imam Malik said. My teaching all the time, I never favor any Imam. All of them are our Imam if they give me the evidence. If they give me the dalil, all of them. And for example, if he make ijtihad and he's wrong, he's my Imam too. But he make mistakes, doesn't matter, nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with this. Ya akhi, Imam Malik, he never said that in Al-Muwatta. Imam Malik said, Amarana, our beloved, command us to put the right hand over what? The left hand in the salah. Where does that come from? Why you didn't do it? He said, but Imam Malik, ya akhi, don't know. Yes, Imam Malik, he did that. In the end of his life, in the end of his life, he was praying and his two hands, but don't you know why? Why? Because Imam Malik in the end of his life, they torture him. They bring 10 men from here, from the right side, and 10 men from the left side, and they separated to his two arms from his shoulder. So rahimahullah, he couldn't raise his two hands to put the right hand over the left hand. He was in his end of life. This is not his action. Read his action, read his words. In the book, all his life, he put the right hand, but the Muslim, they want to take part, and they reject the second part, and that is a problem for the Muslim Ummah. A few minutes. Naam. So, we need to do, understand that Allah, he said, فَإِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ زُنُوبَكُمْ مِنْ زُنُوبِكُمْ. If you claim the love of Allah, anybody, you love Allah, you love Allah, you love Allah, you love Allah, you are truly love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow me, يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ, then Allah will love you after you follow me. And more than that, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ, and he will give all your sins. That is the base. We need to understand. So we have to check what is the messenger said. Don't tell me your imam. Don't tell me your sheikh. Oh my sheikh, he told me that. Who are you, yaakhi? I am Ahmadi. Who Ahmadi, yaakhi? Who's that? Who's Ahmadi? Yes, Ahmadi. Ahmadi, I'm Jilani. Who's Jilani, yaakhi? Who's Jilani, yarhamuk Allah? Who's Jilani, yarhamuk Allah? He was a great imam, but they make it tasawuf after him. They fabricate a lot of stuff about him. Rahimahullah, he was good alim. Who's a Jilani, akhi? We get tired with you. Ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. Then, Ibn Rajab fi al-Lataif al-Ma'arif. Rahimahullah. One of the great scholars for the ummah, his name is Ibn Rajab. In a book called Lataif al-Ma'arif, the good comment, the good stuff or the good comments, he said the reason people celebrate the middle of Sha'ban, here is a goal, here is what we need to know. Where does that come from? It has come from Pakistan, it's come from Bangladesh, it's come from India, it's come from Egypt, it's come from Syria, It's come from the land of Arabia, أرض الحجاز. Need to know. Here is the history. If you need to know where is that come from, because the people, they love it. They love to follow blindly. Ibn Rajab, he make in this great book, he make a search and he give you the conclusion. Here is that. He said, كان التابعون من أهل الشام, the follower, the تابعين from the people in Sham. What is the people in Sham mean? Syria, Lebanon today, and Jordan and Palestine. That's called, used to call one place, call it بلاد الشام. كانوا يعظمونها. The middle night of Sha'ban, they used to honor it. And they used to run to the masjid and they dress the best clothes. And they ran to the masjid. It start from after the generation of Sahaba and after the generation of the first, second generation of At-Tabi'een. Bilad al-Sham start there. What is the people used to do? In the night of the middle of Sha'ban, they used to dress the best clothes and they run to the masjid in Jama'at. Among them, they were three famous scholars from Bilad al-Sham. Number one, Khalid ibn Mi'dan. Number two, Makhul. Number three, Luqman ibn Amir, and the others. Three scholars, you may find their name in the books. They always read the hadith, they always read the word from the Sahaba. Some of them, Khalid ibn Mi'dan, Makhul, and Luqman ibn Amir, said, they celebrate the middle of Sha'ban, the night of the middle of Sha'ban. These three scholars, they permitted their people in Bilad al-Sham, and the people, they took it over from them, from Al-Busra. You know where is Al-Busra is? Iraq. They took it and acted like them. So it start originally to celebrate the middle of Sha'ban in Bilad al-Sham, transfer it to Al-Busra. And you know Al-Busra and Iraq closer to who later? To India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh, Malaysia. All of these people, this line. Now. But they are divided to two groups. The first group, they said, they used to dress, they agreed about to celebrate about the middle of Sha'ban, believing that Allah will forgive you all of it. If you stand up to pray 100 rak'ah, with every single rak'ah you recite Fatiha, and with every single rak'ah, Sheikh Hassan, to recite Qul Huwa Allah Ahad 10 times. So how many Qul Huwa Allah Ahad they should recite? 1,000 in the same night. I have no idea who has power to say that. SubhanAllah. Wallahi, I will fall down. Wallahi, I will fall down. SubhanAllah. Now, and what they used to do in that night, they used to go to the masjid in Jama'ah, children, women, everybody, in Bilad al-Sham and Busra, and some certain countries after them one by one. What they used to do? كانوا يتبخرون. They put like the incense, the one produces good smelling. Yeah? Agarabati. That's Urdu. طيب أقربتي أنت تربتي whatever is نعم. So what is that? Is a good smelling, they put it in the masajid to have like a, how you call it by English, incense. طيب وكانوا يتكحلون. The men, they used to put what? Eyelining. The Muslim, they used to put like eyelining, and then they spend the whole night. And one of them who agreed about this and he used to love it, a great scholar in Islam, Ishaq ibn Rahawiyah. Ishaq ibn Rahawiyah. One of the famous scholars. He used to go and he loved that too. Doesn't matter. It's not my evidence. He liked that. That's fine. He's responsible. The second group, they said, no, we shouldn't be in Jama'at. We should make it individual. You don't stay in the jama'at, you pray the 100 rak'ah together, or 40 rak'ah together, or 12 rak'ah, no matter what the Muslim are divided, how many rak'ah, but in any way, the second group, they said, we don't believe it should be in jama'at, should be in singles, single individuals. And among them who agreed about that, it is desirable to stay and celebrate about this night, al-imamu al-awza'i. That's why the people, they took this to Imam Ishaq Awza'i. But you don't take it easy. We're going to tell you, don't rush and sit down, because we don't want your rib to be broken. Sit down, ya akhi, until you listen to the rest. The third group, أنكر عليهم بلاد الحجاز والمدينة. The ulama of بلاد الحجاز, it's in Mecca, and the ulama in Medina, they rejected totally, saying this, and who agree with them, they took it from them, from Imam Malik and Imam Ahmed, both of them, Imam Malik and Imam Ahmed, and the ulama in Mecca and the ulama in Medina, they said it is no base, no evidence from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is a bid'ah. They said what? It is a bid'ah. All these ahadith which narrated are weak, between weak and fabricated. Nothing is good. Then after that, fast. قيل لأبي مليكة, one of the great scholars, his name is أبي مليكة, من علماء التابعين, أن زيادة النميري يقول إن ليلة النصف من شعبان من قام كله كأجر ليلة القدر. When they ask الإمام الديلمي that زيادة النميري, one from التابعين, said that the prophet said whoever stand up this night the middle of شعبان will have the same reward like ليلة القدر. الإمام الديلمي answered the people, he said, والله, if I listen, if I have a stick, I will beat him hard, because he lied against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all the companions. It is fabricated, is not allowed. Now, Al-Imam Ad-Daylami also, he said, 100 rak'ah in the night of the middle of Sha'ban with Surah Al-Ikhlas 10 times is fabricated. 12 rak'ah, if the people pray 12 rak'ah with Surah Al-Ikhlas 30 times is fabricated. 14 rak'ah with Surah Al-Ikhlas 40 times is fabricated. All of this is fabricated. Al-Imam al-Nawawi, في المجموع, he said, الصلاة المعروفة صلاة الرغائب. You know, as you know, الصلاة called رغائب, desires or important, between the Maghrib and the Isha of the first Jum'ah of Rajab. The people gather in the masjid and they praise special salah between Maghrib and Isha, call it Salatul Raghaib, and to pray in this salah 12 rak'ah, it is dead, fabricated, is not at all authentic. The night of the month of Sha'ban is fabricated. Al-Allama al-Shawkani, the great Imam, في الفوائد في المجموع, قال أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذكر, he said, people also depend in this hadith. He said that the people claim that Ali, this is the authentic hadith, they claim this hadith, that the prophet he told Ali رضي الله عنه وارضاه, قال يا علي من صلى 100 ركعة ليلة النصف من شعبان يقرأ فيها فاتحة الكتاب في كل ركعة وكل والله أحد وعشر مرات قضى الله كل حاجة. He said that Ali claiming, the people who celebrate, claiming, there is a hadith that the Prophet he told Ali, ya Ali, whoever pray 100 rak'ah, recite 10 times of Qul Wallahu Ahad beside Al-Fatiha, in every single rak'ah of the hundreds, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he will give him all his need. The Al-Shawkani rahimahullah, he said, hadith mawdu' is fabricated hadith, no base for this. And then he said battle, false. They claim another hadith from Ibn Hibban that Ali also, he said that the Prophet ﷺ told Ali, ya Ali, man qama laylat al-nisf min sha'ban, huh? وصام نهارها غفر له. Whoever stand up the whole night from the middle of Sha'ban and he fasts the 40th day, Allah forgive all his sins. It is also fabricated hadith, is not at all. You may find it in Imam al-Ghazali, a book called Ihya ul-Ulum al-Din, l'Imam al-Ghazali. Al-Imam al-Ghazali has been deceived to agree with these people, as the ulama said, is not authentic, is has been deceived in this hadith. Finally, before we pray, Al-Jumhur, no base for the night of the middle of Sha'ban, no fasting for the middle of Sha'ban. Al-Imam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he said it is bid'ah, deserve actually to be punished for this bid'ah, because Rasulullah s.a.w. said, the hadith again, whoever brings something newly is not from our deen, فهو رد, will be rejected, cannot take it, cannot accept it. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أصحاب البدع هم كلاب أهل النار. The people of the bid'ah, they are the dog of the hellfire. This is the conclusion. Don't let anybody deceive you, because people run to me and they told me, I sit with the Imam of the Masjid so, and he give me evidence. I told you all the evidence, even some of the people claim Ali, that Allah, the Prophet told Ali that to stand the whole night, all of this fabricated hadith between mawdu', fabricated and weak, and we cannot accept it. And in the end, they told him, okay, akhi, what's the merit? If it is weak or fabricated and has a good meaning, what's wrong if we don't take it? That is a problem here, to end my class. The people in Islam, they said, even if you tell me fabricated, even if you told me weak, is not from Rasulullah, but if he has a good meaning, what's wrong if I don't take it, ya akhi? That means you are better than Rasulullah, you are better than the Sahaba. Rasulullah did not do it. Why you do it, ya akhi? Rahamuk Allah. Stop, ya akhi. Stop and don't follow your father, your grandmother, your grandmother. What is the ilm she has? She was in an elementary school. She is not my base. She is not my teacher. She is not my alim. You ask the ulama. You ask the books, the authentic Quran and Sunnah. That's what we need to learn and be with us. Because we say it in this masjid without favoring anybody to say the truth. We owe Allah to from the front of Allah and the angel around you witness that every single word, it doesn't come from me because I favored some ulama. You may find some people after I give this class, I say, don't listen to Sheikh Mustafa because he's a Wahhabi. Because I bring something opposite of what they did in action and words. Don't listen to Sheikh Mustafa, he's Shafi'i. Shimam Shafi'i, he's the one of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ask Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala to teach all of us.